Joining me now live from London is Haneen Salem, a political analyst. Thank you very much, Haneen, for being with us. Now, looking at how the Western governments
Thank
are responding to this, they say that the blasphemous film and cartoons can be acceptable in the name of freedom of expression. But of course, those who are protesting, our correspondent telling us earlier in France, in London, for example, saying that a newspaper that published the controversial pictures of Kate Middleton is fined, or that protests against the insulting cartoons, why are they banned if there is the principle of freedom of speech and assembly? At the same time, you'll end up in prison if you question the Holocaust. So, first of all, how is the debate on this actually taking place in London, and what is the expectations from the government?
I think here in London and the Western countries in general, they expect that the Muslim community and population should just accept to be treated unfairly and unjustly. For example, it was a perfect example talking about Kate Middleton. I was just reading that she got an injunction against the magazine that published her photos, and that that the magazine will be fined more than £36,000 for publishing these photos, and £8,000 on a daily basis if they keep publishing them. So the question is, why is it that a woman who yesterday was just a commoner, and because today she's the Duchess of Cambridge, she has a right to take an entire magazine to court, she has a right to tell the editor that I might put you in prison for 1 year, but an entire Muslim population, more than 1 billion Muslims in the world, have no right to go out and protest against the fact that their prophet, their role model, is being insulted in such a way. I would like to point out to the fact that Hillary Clinton, I found it very funny when she said that she rejects the content and message of the film. Well, quite frankly, I watched the film just today, and I found that the film itself is actually a reflection of the arrogance and ignorance of the Western mindset in regards to what Islam is about and what the Prophet, peace be upon him, stands for. For example, there is parts in the film that accuse the Prophet of asking Muslims to kill young children, to rape women, and to kill the elderly during war, which is absolutely incorrect. In fact, the Prophet always told us, do not kill the elderly, do not touch the children, do not touch the women, and don't even cut a tree when you are in war. And if your enemy loses his weapon, you are not allowed to fight him until he takes his weapon. And if he leaves a war zone and just runs away, you're not allowed to kill him while he has his back to you. So for Hillary to come out and say that she rejects the content, I think what she has to come out and say is that she rejects their arrogance and ignorance. And it takes me back to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. When they happened, more people than ever went to read the Quran because they thought that they will find a book that teaches terrorism and inhumanity. And on the contrary, they found a book that teaches justice and democracy and freedom and liberty for all of humanity. And as a result, a lot of people converted to Islam. Again, right. Today I was reading that more people, the sale of Islamic books have gone out, has gone up 30% just today. So this gives me hope in the sense that on one hand, I'm very happy that all of the Muslims have united together, because I find that this film is a blessing. Is a blessing in disguise, because finally the Muslim Ummah has united in its diversity to come out and say, you know, we are one Ummah and we have one enemy who seeks to always make us look bad in the media and to put us down and to tell us you have to accept it. So on one hand, we have united at last, which is excellent. And on the other hand, the rise in the sales of Islamic books also proves that not everyone in the West is ignorant.
We're really short of time. Just quickly, your last comments. Google has refused to remove the YouTube video that has offended 1.5 billion Muslims, and a Google spokeswoman said that, quote, we work hard to create a community everyone can enjoy and which also enables people to express different opinions. Of course, we know, again, the issue of double standards, Google not allowing, for instance, videos that are considered anti-Semitic or question issues like the Holocaust.
Absolutely.
The thing is, what kind of response should the Muslim world give? We heard Navi Pillay, the Human Rights Commissioner for the United Nations, saying that the best approach for this provocative film, in her words, is to ignore it. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely not. They want us to ignore it so that they can keep going on insulting us and the Prophet, peace be upon him, and our religion. You know, when the Arab revolt started, they were all celebrating because they thought that finally they can come into our countries and lead us once again. And what I want to say to the Muslim Ummah, stand up and do what you need to do. The Arab Spring is only a spring when we are united as a Muslim Ummah and we stand united against our enemies who have united against us. We cannot ignore. You know what? When one rocket hits the Zionist regime from Palestine, they don't say that this person was the only one who's responsible for this. They make every single Palestinian and every leader of the Palestinians responsible. And this is what Hillary, what Obama, and what every other Western leader says. So why should we accept insult and just ignore it? We will not ignore anymore. And I just, please give me a moment to have a message to all of the Arab leaders who are sitting on their chairs now after the Arab Spring. To you, I want to say what I said in Doha during the Arab conference on Palestinian refugees. I said at that time, you Arab leaders are sitting on your seats today, not because America wants you to sit on these seats. You are sitting because people were willing to go out and die for justice. So do not now go and bow to America. You must bow to your one God, and you must protect your role model, Muhammad, peace be upon him. And remember that your constitution is the Quran and nothing else. And please, please remember this, because if not, the people will come after you. The people now are leading their own countries. And this is it. If the leaders don't follow what the people want, they should be ready to pack their bags and leave. We will not ignore. Right. And, you know, as a young person, I'm telling you here, we will not stand by or go away, and we will get justice for what happened.
Thank you very much, Haneen Salem.
Thank you so much.
Political analyst joining us there live from London with her thoughts.